Would you like to discover what your strengths are and how they contribute to the work-from-home opportunities available? In today's episode, we will discover your unique strengths to earn money online and to do work you actually enjoy. I started my online work-from-home journey back in 2017. My children were all school age, finally sleeping through the night, so my sleep deprivation season was over. And like most moms, I did a Google search on how to make money online. Tutoring Chinese students online appeared in the search results. I went down the rabbit hole and decided that it would be something I could do. I had developed teaching skills through my college education and my experience of homeschooling my own children. I had the strength or natural aptitude to be an early riser. You see, all the classes are taught early in the morning due to the time difference between China and the United States. In addition, I have a natural aptitude of patience with children and a God-given ability to be an encourager. I also have a passion to show the love of Christ to children living in a country where the gospel was not openly allowed. I taught English to Chinese students for about 2.5 years until COVID and Chinese policy changed the English tutoring landscape. I was able to use my teaching skills. I was able to use my strengths of being an early riser and an encourager, and my passion for teaching children. These three things combined to help me earn money online. What about you? Let's get started. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Today, we are going to discover your strengths to find the right work from home opportunity for you. To find work from home opportunities that really fit you, you must first understand your strengths. In episode 1, we talked about the motherhood skills that you have and how they can be translated into work from home skills. Today, we're not talking about knowledge or skills. Those are the things that you have learned and developed. Today, we are talking about your strengths. Think of your strengths as your natural abilities that give you a significant advantage over the average person. Let's break this down a little further because it's easy to confuse your skills, your strengths, and your passions. In episode 1, we talked about skills, the abilities that you have developed from your experiences and education. In this episode, we're going to talk about your strengths or your natural abilities, which usually are closely related to your skills. Your strengths are like your superpowers, and they help you create a successful life that you love. In essence, they are your God-given abilities. Your immediate response might be, "I'm not particularly good at anything," but nothing could be further from the truth. But as in most things, your mindset will determine what you think. If you think you don't have strengths, they are hard to see. But if you search for them and ask God to reveal them, He can do just that. Everyone has natural abilities, including you. After listening to this podcast, I encourage you to sit down with a pen and paper and list out your strengths God has given you. If you struggle to think of what they are, stop and pray and ask God to reveal them to you. Now let's talk about assessing your strengths. There are three things that you can do today to discover your strengths. Number one, you can assess your life and job experiences. Number two, think of what energizes you versus what drains you. Number three is to ask other people or to complete an assessment or both. Okay, let's look at each one of these three things in more detail. The first one was to assess your life and job experience. Take a few minutes either now or after you listen to this podcast and think about what things you can do better than at least 90% of the population. These may be mental things like mathematical skills or processing large amounts of information quickly. Maybe you have a talent for organization. Perhaps you love to research problems and come up with solutions. Or perhaps you have an unusual ability to make friends or encourage children or to influence people or even to lead others. Keep in mind, you are better at something, even if it's just one thing, than nearly anyone else that you know. Starting today, allow yourself about a week to list these attributes that pop into your mind. It might take a little time to get a complete accounting of your abilities, so start as soon as possible and be patient with yourself. Okay, number two, think about what energizes you versus what drains you. Looking at the jobs that you've had over your lifetime, ask yourself, what tasks were you naturally good at? Also, consider what tasks cause you to struggle. Do you have a sense that you were mostly able to take on projects that you were good at? Things that energized you or motivated you, those are your strengths. But what about the projects that drained you? Those are probably things that are not your strengths. Naturally, you'll feel a much greater sense of fulfillment if the work allows you to utilize your strengths on a daily basis. That's why we're going through this exercise. And you'll probably struggle and feel unhappy in a job that requires you to spend a lot of time doing things that you're not so good at. For me, in any job I've ever had, I love teaching and training others. I love to see those aha moments in students when they learn new things. However, I absolutely hate bookkeeping or anything to do with numbers. For example, in our homeschool, when my children ask me to help them with algebra or geometry, I feel my energy draining out of me. However, if they ask me to help them with writing or English or history questions, I'm delighted to help them. So what about you? What tasks give you energy versus draining you? The energy-inducing tasks are probably your strengths, while the energy-draining tasks are probably your weaknesses. Okay, number three, ask others or take an assessment, or both. You can ask people in your life what they think you're good at. However, we all lead busy lives, and you may not find someone who is on the same page as you. So if you're feeling stumped, this would be a good time to contact a coach. Certified coaches are trained to ask questions and administer assessments to help you discover your strengths that you already possess. As a Christian coach, I would be happy to get on a free discovery call with you and see if we would be a good match to work together. I will even give you a free assessment that you can fill out. So if you decide to work with a coach, whether it be me or someone else, there are specific questions and evaluations that she can ask you to pull your strengths out of you that you already know that you have. If you're not ready to book a discovery call, I also have a free quiz on my website at amyjarthur.com. You can find that link in the show notes. This will help you discover your work-from-home personality. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast today, and make sure you check out the show notes for all the links. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to follow it on your favorite podcast app. And until next time, be sure to think about your skills, your strengths, and your passions, which we'll talk about in the next episode, to help you find the perfect work-from-home job for you. Thanks for listening. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.